847-557-4568. How can I help you this morning? All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call this morning. Happy to take any calls that you have about home improvement, anything that's going on that you might need some help with. The phone number is 857. I keep wanting to say 847. That, you know, that would make sense.
Totally.
857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you this morning?
I'm so good. I mean, yeah. It's just, I love waking. It's like Groundhog Day here. You know, just wake up and it's 30 degrees and
right.
Overcast. Well, it's not overcast today, but it's cold.
Yeah, I know.
You know? And it's April, by the way.
And it's April. I know. It really has not been a good, the spring has not been cooperating yet. I don't know. I'm not quite sure who to blame. You know, in the realm of the global warming that we all talk about all the time. Where's the warming right now? We could use a little of the warming.
But it does.
Don, Andy, good morning to you.
Good morning on February 75th.
Oh, my gosh.
Good morning.
Right, that's what it feels like, right? You're right. February 75th. It really does sound that way. Oh, God.
It's ridiculous.
Everybody's good, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
We've got, what do we got? We got Easter. We have Passover.
Correct.
Happy holidays to all that celebrate this good weekend. Do your girls have little Easter dresses and things like that ready to go?
I do love a good old Easter dress. We have no plans. We're just hanging out at our house, but they are going to dress in their Sunday best and, you know, I'm sure run around the yard and try to find these eggs.
Oh, I love that.
Very
that's
excited.
Fun.
That's so
a,
excited.
That's a fun memory of when the kids were little to do all that kind of stuff. So, and you know, the thing when we used to travel, we used to always travel on Easter. And my wife would bring the Easter baskets with us. So if we'd be at a hotel, you know, we would hide the baskets throughout the hotel room, which was, nice. You know, pretty easy to find.
Yeah,
because
right.
It's just a hotel room's not that big, but it was always fun, right? So that was that's nice. It's a nice holiday, and hopefully we'll get some weather to cooperate eventually. So today we have kind of a special show this morning. We're going to be talking a lot about spring cleaning, and we have a bunch of interviews that we're going to share with you about some different ideas, you know, things that you probably should be considering doing, whether it's cleaning or painting, you know, a lot of that from some sponsors of the show today that I think you'll find pretty interesting and some things that I have done, you know, throughout our homes as well just did some painting in one house, and we just did some chimney cleaning in another, upholstery cleaning. Boy, I just did a segment on WGN TV this morning, on Friday morning, and it was on cleaning the upholstery. And I'm telling you, if you have it done or you hire somebody to do it, you will be absolutely amazed at what comes out of that couch, and slightly disgusted too. I clean the couch, and we have two dogs, and so they're, you know, hanging out on the couch all the time, and they can be kind of dirty, as you can imagine. And I have a small carpet machine that I own that's kind of perfect for doing the upholstery with the attachment. But you know, if you've got multiple pieces of furniture, you may need some professional help. We'll talk a little bit about that. Coming up a little bit later on this morning. Okay, so our phone number is 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Why don't we get to the phone lines this morning and start things off on this Saturday morning and go to Park Ridge where John is calling in. John, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou.
How may I help you?
I have a question about tankless water heaters.
Okay.
I'm looking at to install one. My regular water heater now is about 14 years old, so I'm going to get rid of that. So my question is, years ago I had a stainless steel liner put up my chimney, and the current water heater vents up the chimney. So my question is, well, there's like three parts on this. Can I vent the tankless water heater through the chimney? And then I need to kind of figure out how large a unit I should get for my house.
The So they do make, they still do make conventionally vented tankless or on-demand water heaters. The issue, though, is the more efficient ones are condensing units that direct vent. And they have an intake and a exhaust that just uses PVC piping that goes out of the side of the house.
Right, yeah.
So if I was going to recommend one to you, you know, as far as a style or a type, that would be what I would tell you. But you can still buy conventionally vented units. The biggest issue with it is the fact that it all is based on, you know, the size of the venting, the length of the chimney, all of that has to be factored in when you're having it installed, if in fact the unit can support that kind of chimney. Because the biggest issue is that the venting doesn't have to be as large, you know, big, because of the way these units are built. It's much more compact. They've got fans, inducer fans, that help to vent it all out. And so if the chimney liner, which was designed for a furnace, is too large, the what can happen is the physics of the exhaust of your unit may not work. It may get absorbed, like the temperature change as it goes up the chimney. Again, I haven't seen your chimney, but it might not work, and I think you'll get a more efficient running system if you went with a direct vent. I realize you probably want to utilize that chimney liner because you paid for it, but you don't want to, you know, throw good money after bad just to use it and not have the system run properly.
Okay, I understand. And what about the GPM on there? Should I be looking at a particular size? I've seen them small all the way up to about 10 or 11 GPM.
Go ahead.
I have 1.5 bath.
Yeah.
I have 1.5 baths in the house.
Yeah, you'd be surprised at, you know, on the GPM side, you want at least 6. You want to be, in my opinion, you want to be able to do 2 showers at once, right? So the average shower with the GPM that we're using is 2.2 gallons per minute. And so really at 6, you're really at 3. But so 2 showers and somebody's doing the dishes, you've got plenty of hot water, you know, circulating through there. And, you know, that to me is the minimum. And you're probably going to spend, you know, the units themselves, if you were going to just buy it retail off the shelf, you could buy probably an 8 GPM for probably about $1,500. And then you have to get it installed. So installed, you're probably going to be somewhere in about the $3,000 range, $3,000 to $4,000 range if you have a professional install it. The newer units now, the gas supply doesn't have to be larger. There's a lot of advances that have happened in on-demand water heaters. So there's not a lot of retrofitting other than the venting that has to occur. And many of these units, most of them, are all kind of the same technology with a different sticker on the face of it. So, I mean, there's a really good brand called Navien. Rheem makes really nice units, and they've got other brands within their Rheem line that they use. And I just replaced one at my own house, and it's a version of a Rheem called EcoSmart. And so far, so good. It's been great.
Can you recommend a company that I could talk to come out and give me some... possibly do an installation?
Yeah, so for on-demand water heaters, you know, you want to get a really good plumber that does this. So plumbers911.com is one place to get good plumbers to do some work. Also, Dykstra Home Services installs tankless water heaters. I'm not certain they go all the way to Park Ridge, but you could is that where you're called? Park Ridge, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can call them. They may come up that they do stretch up in that area. That would be another one to contact as well, and they could do a good job for you.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you very much, Lou. I appreciate all your input.
You got it. Thanks for getting up this morning. I really appreciate it. 857-557-4LOU. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Let's go back to the phone lines this morning and talk with Judson, who's in Bolingbrook. Judson, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Hey, the question I have is I've got a heated garage. I got an old furnace in there. My buddy, my friend, is a handyman, and he replaces furnaces. And then when he gets an old furnace that still works okay, he said, you want to put it in your garage? So I put it in my garage probably 10 years ago. I want to get rid of it, and I want to replace it with something. I want to take the edge off in my garage. I've got a utility sink in there. So I'm looking to replace something that would be ventless in my garage.
Okay. And you have a gas supply, correct?
Yeah.
And do you run this furnace all the time?
No.
You don't.
Just I keep it set at about 48 degrees or so.
Mm-hmm. There are wall-mounted gas fireplaces, basically. I mean, they're basically gas-powered, space heaters, but they're gas-powered. So they create a flame, not unlike what your furnace does now. And they come up to probably 30,000 BTUs. Now, there's not a thermostat. I shouldn't say that. There is a thermostat, but it's not something you could set at 48 degrees. It would be low, medium, and high. You'd mount it on the wall.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
You'd mount it on the wall. The flame, while you see the flame, it's not open. There's typically a glass lens in front of it, and the heat just rises from the top. I've been using a 20,000 BTU version of this on our back screened-in porch that I put in windows in the wintertime. And I don't use it all the time, but if we're entertaining or having a party and I open up those back doors, I'll crank it up and I can get it up to 70 degrees. And it's uninsulated. The whole thing's uninsulated. Now, in a garage, and if you use this, you could get it to 48 degrees and you could set it and forget it type of thing, and it would just kick on by itself. One of the companies that make it is M-Glow. And actually,
how do you spell that?
E-M-G-L-O-W. And we actually have a new sponsor out of Elgin that would be able to sell it to you. Majestic, I'm going to come up with the name. Majestic Fireplace and out of Elgin, and they could help you with that. You keep listening, I'll give you that name and get you a phone number for them as well.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Have a good day. Appreciate you calling this morning. A little bit after the news this morning, we're going to have a conversation talking about a little spring cleaning, a little painting. Nothing better than painting, right? It's one of my favorite things to do, and it's also a great way to kind of spruce things up inexpensively. Even though, I have to tell you, I don't know when the last time is you bought paint, but it's really expensive. we're hearing all about the inflation and the raw materials and whatnot's going up. Obviously, paint is a pretty heavy thing, and so deliveries are in big trucks, use a lot of gas and fuel, but the raw materials that go into it have really considerably, from a percentage standpoint, raise the price of paint. But when you think about the fact that, you could be in a dining room where maybe it's going to take 2 gallons to change the color, and you might spend, $100, $120 on a couple of good gallons of paint, and it will literally transform the space, bring new color to it. So it quite possibly is the most least expensive investment you could make to kind of transform your room. We're going to learn a little bit more about that talking with the folks at J.C. Licht. But I want to remind you that April showers bring May flowers. But in Chicago, it can also bring flooding. Jack Arnold, owner of Arnold Electric, and his team of licensed electricians have been in thousands of homes and have seen the damage that a springtime flood can bring. Protect your home from the Chicago seasonal flooding with a home backup generator. Generators offer you more control and flexibility with your power options during an outage. Give them a call today, 773 604-694-2088 or visit ArnoldElectricChicago.com. Arnold Electric, Chicago's old home electrical experts. It's time now for this report of WGN Radio News with Don Kleppen. Is there anything better than a fresh coat of paint on a wall or on the side of your house, or for that matter, window treatments to really tie it all together? Well, one of the places you should probably check out is a company that I know many of you know. It's called J.C. Licht. And joining me on the House Smarts radio phone lines this morning is Sharon McGuckin, who is the Vice President of Retail Sales, and Don Dutin, who is Vice President of Sales. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. Can one of you give me a little bit of a snapshot of who J.C. Licht is as a company?
Sure. J.C. Licht, it has been around for over 100 years. We are the largest Benjamin Moore paint retailer in the country. We currently have 57 stores, 11 of which are hardware slash paint stores. Mm. Elliot Greenberg is the owner of J.C. Licht. And over the past, I'd say, 6 years, we've been in a very aggressive growth mode, adding new locations to local communities to help, you know, really service the people of our communities.
This is actually our birthday. We're 115 years old this year.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Sharon, I have to imagine, you know, during the last couple of years, it kind of was a boon for people decorating and trying to make their homes a nicer place. Was J.C. Licht in a position to help a lot of people during that time?
Yeah, you know, it's been as hard as it has been for a lot of people in the country, it's been a wonderful time for J.C. Licht because we are the local, you know, your local paint company, your local resource for all things paint and hardware and window treatments and wallpaper. So we were a great resource because a lot of the do-it-for-me turned to do-it-yourself because
right.
they couldn't let people in their homes. And
right.
It was a pandemic. So we were there to give them advice. We created resources for that. We have an all-day color hotline. If you just had a quick question about color but you wanted to do curbside pickup, you could call that number. We have the most trained people. Our people have been with us for a very long time. We have a very high retention rate. We didn't really lose anyone during the pandemic, and we actually hired many, many, many more people because retail paint people have more questions, right? A contractor's been doing it their whole life.
Right.
They know what to do. A retail person who's doing it themselves for the first time, they need a resource. They need to know, what does it mean to, do I prime? Do I not prime? What is a different finish? They just have a lot more questions. So we're the experts, and we were happy to do it, and it's been just a great partnership with our community.
That's great. Don, you mentioned the fact that J.C. Licht is one of the largest Benjamin Moore retailers. I'm a big fan of Ben Moore. I think that you know, certainly, you know, paint prices have elevated quite a bit just from raw materials and what it costs. But I tell people all the time that, you know, the quality of what you put on the walls makes such a difference. And I know this from a contractor standpoint. You know, the ones that, you know, almost exclusively use Benjamin Moore, they talk about the flow and how the paint feels. And while it is a little bit more expensive, when you think about how often you do paint and the durability and how long it lasts, it is still one of the probably the least expensive things you can do to transform the look of your home.
Yeah, it definitely is. And that's what's so wonderful about paint is it is probably, like you just said, the least expensive way to really improve aesthetically the feel, the look of a house. And you're right, when you're talking about, you know, the raw material costs, and you just look at, it doesn't matter, paint, anything in this world today, the rising prices are, you know, very evident. So if you're going to spend, you know, $50, $60, you know, on a product, you
right.
want to make sure that you're putting the best product on your walls, because the last thing you want to do is be painting for 3 weeks. You know, if it's something we can knock out, and you can get it done in 5 days, that's worth its weight in gold.
Yeah.
So I couldn't agree more. Putting a better quality product on your wall will go a long way.
Sharon, okay, so J.C. Licht obviously is known for high quality paints and sundries and all that kind of stuff, but The other thing that you folks are known for is your decor, right? Window treatments, wallpaper, that has exploded as well. And you have a lot of really high quality offerings for customers.
Yeah, so we actually are the largest in the Midwest for wallpaper offerings. So if it's out there, we sell it. We have the books. You can come and browse and look at the books. We can get you samples. Wallpaper has seen a huge explosion. Mm. People are doing it. You know, younger people don't have those hesitations that we all had when we had to remove our parents' wallpaper back in the day. Wallpaper is very removable. It's easy to remove. People are looking at it as an art, as an investment. We have everything from peel and stick to very high-end grass claws. We run the gamut. The same goes for our window treatments. We have soft treatments. We have drapery. We have motorized. We have every price point. You know, so if you have a small bathroom on your second floor that you need a window treatment, fine. If you have an idea for a window seat and beautiful drapery in your living room, we have that too. Mm. So we really, really run the gamut of everything you could possibly need. We also really pride ourselves on our color expertise. We know exactly what a color is going to do at noon in Eastern light. And so we can really help you with that, you know, limit sampling, get it right the first time, because we really have excellent color advice. And we have designers in 22 stores, and we have about 11 in-home designers for window treatments.
Oh,
we
nice.
Have 4 in-home color consultants. So we can cover just about any need you have in terms of decor.
That's great. All right. I also want to talk about something I'm super excited about hearing. And anybody that listens to this show knows that my wife and I are both Ace retailers. And now J.C. Licht has increased their portfolio of their partnership with Ace Hardware. Does one of you want to enlighten the audience about that?
Sure. So we just recently acquired a local brand that many people are familiar with. Gordon's Ace in Chicago is now part of the J.C. Licht family. Our introduction into Ace began in Kenosha and Racine, was our first two Ace stores that we opened. Actually, it was Berwyn Ace, excuse me. We have a Berwyn Ace, and we have 2 in Kenosha and Racine, and then we have 7 that we just acquired from Gordon's. So all in, we have 11 total hardware stores that we are bringing to the communities. We are learning the business, you know, on our side. We have great paint stores that we're putting into these stores that are really going to elevate, I think, the product offering to our customers as they come in. But it's a growing opportunity for J.C. Licht that we're really excited about.
Yeah.
And we're just so happy to be aligned with Ace, because they represent the very best brands. You know, they have everything from the best grills, Traeger and Weber and all of that. And then they have the best products. You know, we're happy they have Yeti and all those great brands that you're used to being aligned with the Ace name. And now they have Benjamin Moore. So it's just a perfect partnership for us. You know, we say the best in paint merged with the best in hardware. That's our tagline. So
yeah,
we're really, really, really excited about this opportunity. And we're so happy about the Gordon's Ace team joining us.
Yeah.
They're wonderful people. They're the best at what they do. And we're so happy to have them on board.
Yeah, I happen to personally know that family that ran Gordon's Ace. They were very instrumental when my wife and I went into the hardware business. And I know that you retained some of the people there, and they're going to do a terrific job for it. There's no question. And I love that when I heard about this, I thought, man, this is just such a 1-2 punch for the customer more than anything, right? That they're going to become coming into the stores, just as you mentioned, Sharon, and getting the very best of the best. I want to ask you one other thing. You also have a relaunch of Festool. Can you explain to the audience what that is?
Sure. So Festool is a brand of high-quality German-made craftsman tools, things from sanders and track saws and domino joiners. This is for that. It doesn't matter if you're a handyman. It doesn't matter if you're someone just working on the weekend, just toying with wood products, or if you're the professional. Festool makes a phenomenal product that really promotes their their products of being dust-free. So that's what's really nice. Their dust extractors attached to every one of their tools, creating that dust-free environment that we all look for, whether you're working in your own house or you're working in your customer's house. And what's happening right now is we are relaunching Festool with well-trained, well-stocked stores that have the products that our customers need on a regular basis. Now, we're not immune to the conditions that we're dealing with getting product as easily as we did a year or two ago, but we are starting to see these products come back into our stores. We don't want to wait until we're, you know, 100%. We want to start relaunching this phenomenal brand ASAP, and we already are getting very good feedback.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal line of tools that you don't tend to find at big boxes, and it's really really good stuff. Sharon McGuckin is the Vice President of Retail Sales. Don Dutin is Vice President of Sales at J.C. Licht, a whole new J.C. Licht for you to enjoy. As I mentioned at the top of this interview, there is nothing better than a fresh coat of paint on your walls. Where do people go to find more information and a store locator and things like that?
You can just go to www.jclicht.com. We have tons of resources on there. You can actually order your paint for pickup on there. We have an e-commerce site if you want to make it easy on yourself. But yeah, stop by into our stores. You won't be sorry. You'll get some great advice. And we're really, really proud to be part of Chicagoland and our local communities.
That's awesome. Thank you both for taking the time this morning. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lou.
Thank you, Lou.
Well, one other thing I know that they wanted me to mention is the fact that you can go to WGNpaint.com, and if you go there, you'll get 25% off Benjamin Moore Regal Paint. It's a HouseSmart's radio listener exclusive offer. WGNpaint.com. You're listening to HouseSmart's Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We will take a quick break and be back right after this. That's the number that Mary called this morning. Hi, Mary. You're on HouseSmart's Radio.
Hi, Lou. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you as well. How may I help you?
Well, I'm having a new patio put in my yard, and I was wondering what type of questions should I be asking the contractor?
Is there a patio there now?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to take up the old patio. Are you going to make the new one any bigger, smaller? What are you going to do?
I'm going to make it bigger.
Okay. So they're going to take up the old patio, obviously. And then the extension of the base is the most important thing. You want to talk to them about the amount of gravel that they're going to put down underneath the existing patio. Typically, you're looking for about anywhere from 4 to 6 inches in total of a base. And if it's done really well, you know, they may come back and say, hey, lady, you know, your existing one only had this much, and so we're just going to extend it from there. In a perfect world, if I was doing a patio, I'd want 6 inches of compacted stone, then my setting sand, you know, to get to whatever level I want that patio, and then they'll put the polymeric sand in there to hold it all together and, you know, do the curbing around it to bring it all together. When it comes to the pavers, Mary, it's all about the base. It's not about the paver. I mean, it's not that it's not about the pavers, but it's really what it's sitting on that's the most important thing.
Okay.
Where are you in Chicago?
I'm in Old Irving Park.
Okay. Suggestion, of somebody to contact. I have a friend of mine that's been doing this forever, Tommy Polina Landscaping.
Okay.
And they would be a good one to get an estimate from and just see, you know, talk to them about it and, you know, see if it works for them.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You got it, Mary. I appreciate you calling this morning. 857-557-4LOU. It's 6:57 in the morning. You're listening to HouseSmart's Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Keith's in Naperville. Good morning, Keith. You're on HouseSmart's Radio.
Yes, good morning, Lou.
How may I help you, sir?
I moved into a new house 2 years ago and had an asphalt driveway put in. And last fall, in October, we had it seal coated. And over the winter, we had a snow removal service, you know, plow the driveway a few times when it had snow.
Right.
And now we've got scratches all over the driveway from the snow removal service. I'm wondering if I did something wrong. Should I have put the seal coating down earlier in the year, like in the spring, and let it,
now that I've had the full picture, the asphalt driveway went down in what month?
Was seal coated 1 month?
No. In other words, when did you put the new driveway down? That was last year also?
Oh, that was put in a good 18 months earlier.
Okay, so it definitely had settled down. And, you know, sure. The big thing with asphalt driveways, once they go down, before you seal coat them, they'll tell you, we want the driveway to turn gray a little bit. You know, it's not just about drying, it's about curing. So you didn't do anything wrong. It just might be that the fact that it was the very first time it was ever seal coated, I'm assuming that the marks and everything that you have are because, like, the blade scraped it off. Is that what happened?
Exactly.
Yeah. And we didn't really get that much snow last year either.
Right. We had quite a few scrapes.
Yeah. I think that, it could be the quality of the seal coating that went down maybe wasn't the best, that it didn't hold up as well. The fact is, when you put a blade on a snowplow, it's a lot of weight in there, and depending on, if they're using a metal blade plow, a lot of them will use a synthetic blade that doesn't do a lot of scratching. That can aggravate it too, but even the seal coating person is going to tell you, hey, we don't, you know, when you're talking about our seal coating, if you're going to go at it with a plow, we don't guarantee anything like that. So there's a lot of wiggle room in something like this. I think at this point, what I would do before we get into the height of the season is consider having it recoated again.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, that...
Does it cure better over the summer where, you know, the heat works on it and gets it to soak into the asphalt?
If you hire someone with a really good product to go down on it, and they clean the surface first, you should get really good performance out of that. And, I mean, what you have now is baking in there and doing a good job. It's not going to be... It'll be a really good base for the next layer to go down. And I think that if you have it recoated earlier, I mean, we're in April, probably we get through the rain, we get a few days where it starts to warm up a little bit. It'd be a great thing if you could schedule for the month of May. Then I think you'll be in really good shape when next winter rolls around. Thanks so much for the phone call. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
We just want to get stuff, get rid of the clutter, get rid of the dirt and the grime. I got to tell you, one place where there's all kinds of dirt and grime is in your carpeting, and this will completely gross you out, all your upholstery, what you're sitting on. And there's a company that you've been hearing a lot about here on WGN Radio, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. And joining me on the phone line is Kelly Mickley, who is the president of said company. Kelly, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, and I'm excited to be back on the show.
Yeah, okay. You know, I think we have talked about this. I know I've spoken to your father about this, the founder of Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. I used to be a carpet cleaner. And it is crazy, the dirt and grime that comes out of all that stuff we're walking around on all the time.
It is. You wouldn't believe what comes out of our trucks at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We never dump anything on your property, but it all gets taken back to our location at the end of the day, and we safely dump it, and that is nasty stuff.
There's a bunch of companies out there that'll come and clean your carpet, but let's talk a little bit about the history of Executive Green Carpet Cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So about 30 years ago, actually it would be a little more than 30 years ago, my dad, Dave Rampage, he worked for one of the big discount steam cleaning companies. All they were really taught to do was get as many jobs done as they can, cut corners, sell, mm-hmm. sell things that customers don't need, especially taking advantage of senior citizens, you know, all horrible things like that. He couldn't do it. So he knew there would be a better way. And he kind of was very scared too, but he decided to just take a leap and he started his own carpet cleaning company with no college degree. He only had a high school diploma, but he knew that he could really do better.
Yeah.
So he started his own business, which now you know as Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, and he just really built it on being truthful and trustworthy and honest.
And doing a good job. I mean, you know, as a personal aside, I've mentioned this before on the air, but you know, when you all first came on to WGN Radio and that kind of we started hearing that story, I mean, I'm always one yeah. for trying to support, you know, small independent businesses. And so I own some rental property. I've had you folks come out and do some work. And I was amazed at, you know, rental properties perhaps don't get cleaned as often as a home does. But I was amazed right. at the difference, the kind of equipment that you use and the job that your technicians do, which most are family. So it's a true yeah. family business. But it really does make a difference. And it's so important from a standpoint of just preserving the material, whether it's carpeting or upholstery.
Yes, it's very important to maintain, and it will keep the furniture and the carpets and the floors definitely lasting longer if you maintain them.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the cleaning part of it, you mentioned floors, because you do hard surfaces as well as carpeting, correct?
Yeah, we do wood floor cleaning, tile and grout. So you'd be surprised sometimes at some of the other services that we do. But yeah, rugs, furniture, as well as the carpet.
Tell me about the rug spa that I keep reading commercials about now. Is there lavender when you bring the rug to the spa? Do they get their own robe? Is there a hot tub? Is there a hot tub at all that they get to use when they're there?
Not quite the human form of a spa, but for the rugs, they're in a nice spa-like setting. And we're also running some really great specials on that right now. If, you know, we take in the rugs or if you drop them off here, and they'll be pampered.
Nice. There was a recent article that talked about the fact that none of us, and I don't know that I agree with this, but we shouldn't be wearing our shoes in the house.
Right. Yes. And I saw this article on Washington Post, and it's actually called Wearing Shoes in the House is Gross. And, you know, I kind of had the same thought where, you know, it's like, well, I definitely wear shoes in the house.
Me too.
And, you don't really think about it. You know, I have three young kids, I have dogs and cats, and I'm most definitely guilty of wearing the shoes, and so is my family. So we're a fast moving household.
Yeah. I was at the radio station and I was talking with a couple people and one person, one of the account executives who will go nameless, Jeannie, she said, oh my gosh, I never wear my shoes. I can't stand shoes in the house. And I'm going, really?
Uh-huh.
Really? And so we had this funny conversation about it. And then ironically, my wife and I were out. We went to go see a show and dinner. And then in the morning when I got up, I came downstairs and I found her shoes on the kitchen counter. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, what? How did that happen? And so, but right. I mean,
so now it's not just on the floor.
Evidently.
It's on the counter.
Yeah. But one of the things that you folks, that's a little bit different is your machines are mounted to the truck. So you've got this super, I mean, it's almost like the Arnold Schwarzenegger of vacuum machines.
Yeah, honestly, you cannot get anything better than these machines that we have. They're custom built, and they are the best of the best. You will be getting a deeper cleaning, but also we can give faster dry times because we're sucking out so much more
right.
and we're taking out that moisture.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing, right? Because when you do come and do this, obviously, you know, it you got to move some stuff around, but you don't want to have wet carpeting or wet upholstery, you know, that you can't use it.
You want to get back to life right away. You don't want to wait around for the carpets to dry all day.
Right. All right, so full service on the flooring. You can pick up rugs. People can drop off rugs, like really nice rugs that you guys will take really good care of. Let's mm-hmm. talk about some of the spring specials, because I think this is such a great time to get this scheduled. Even if you can figure out a way that if you're going to be gone for a couple of days, maybe for a holiday or something like that, you can figure out a way to get you guys in to do this work.
Yeah, for sure. And you'd be surprised at the turnaround time that we can do. We can most definitely work with you in accommodating needing a rug back by a certain date or, pickup times. So that's, something where I would inquire about. But as far as the specials that we're running on the rugs, right now you can get 25% off of rug cleaning plus free pickup and delivery if we take it into our rug spa.
Wow.
And then if you take the rug to us, if you bring it to us and then pick it up when it's done, we'll give you 50% off.
Wow.
So there's amazing pricing going on right now.
Wow.
That service. Yeah.
What about, the thing that's grossing me out lately is upholstery. What about, do you have any specials on upholstery? Because that, I think, if you showed people what you pull out of their couches and their chairs, they would have you back every week.
Yeah, and it's funny that you're saying that, too, because a couple days ago, me and my husband were kind of rearranging our living room, and we took apart our sectional. I was so surprised with what, the hair, like I said, we have the animals, like the hair and stuff, just in between the crevices that I didn't even know was there.
Listen,
but we are running a special,
wait,
too.
I know the president of Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. If you'd like, I could give you her number, and they could come by.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, what?
I would love it.
What is the special on the upholstery?
But yeah, the special, we're running a sofa love seat special. We'll clean both the sofa and the love seat for a total of $179.
Wow. I know you always do stuff when, you do, one room or two rooms or three rooms, anything like that.
For the carpet.
Yeah, for the carpet. Anything going on there?
Yes, and for the carpet cleaning, wall-to-wall carpet cleaning, the first two rooms of carpet we will do for $99.
Wow. That's just, I say this all the time. It's just too cheap. You need to charge more because the work is so good, people. I'm going to tell you, you're going to absolutely love
value.
It. It really is. Kelly Mickley is the president of Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Kelly, how do they get a hold of you folks or book an appointment?
So you can go online at WGNclean.com or you can reach us at 630-990-8600.
So nice to speak with you once again. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. My best to you and your family and everybody over at Executive Green Carpet Cleaning.
Thank you so much.
And this is yet another product that Lindsay and I discovered when we were at the Inspired Home Show that was recently in town. And this is a good one. Take a listen.
You know that mess under your sink?
Huh?
Bottles, cleaning supplies, sponges. Time to clean it up. This weekend's new Tulu 2 is the Sink Suite Under Sink Turntable by Ucopia that puts everyday items on higher ground, rotating smoothly to bring items from the back of the cabinet forward so you can quickly find and reach what you need. It's basically a lazy Susan for under your sink cabinet, whether in your kitchen or your bathroom. It comes with adjustable dividers that create separate sections so your bottles stay organized and upright. It's 12 inches in diameter, offers a smooth 360-degree rotation, and has non-slip feet. Now, is this rocket science? No. Mind-blowing? No. Simple? Practical? 100% yes. And something you probably didn't know existed until now, and something you probably didn't think you needed until you actually have it. Ucopia's Sink Suite is easy assembly, no tools required, and retails for $29.99. Find out more at HouseSmartsRadio.com or check out the House Smarts YouTube channel, along with hundreds of other how-tos, tutorials, and new to-loot-tos. And be sure to click the subscribe button while you're there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a good one. It's just it's not mind-blowing, but it's just a good way to stay organized. It's affordable. Go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. To find a link to our YouTube channel. You can see more issues there. You can see more information there, rather, with the issues. What am I doing? I'm confused trying to push all these buttons, figure out what's going on. But it's a good one to stay organized underneath the sink. Underneath our sink is a complete disaster, right? It really is a disaster. So
this is something that you never knew. I mean, you need it. but you don't really know you need it until you have it and you go,
right, right. There's so much underneath the sink and you're like, I want this. All right. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. This is Keith in Naperville. Keith, did we get disconnected? How can I help you again?
Yes, I called earlier before I was getting on the expressway and I got dropped on the phone. I didn't want to call back while I was driving. I had a driveway that was recently seal coated in the fall, and then it got scraped during the winter with plowing. And you were about to tell me the solution to my problem when the phone got dropped.
Oh, well, the solution was, and I apologize, was that I do want
you... It wasn't your fault.
I do want you to get seal coated again. And once we get another layer of that and go through the summer, it should be cured and dried. But again, if you're going to get a plow service, I want you to talk to them. I want you to talk to them about using a synthetic blade on your driveway instead of a steel blade. This is a lot of plow services now are offering these. It's like it still will cut the snow and still move it away, but it's less harmful on your driveway. If they've got a heavy metal blade on there, they're going to scrape and scratch. I don't care what kind of sealer you put down there. And so you want to talk to them about using a synthetic blade on their plow if they offer that. And that should provide you with snow clearing that you need in the wintertime, but then no scraping and scratching like you're experiencing now.
Okay, thank you very much.
You got it. I appreciate you calling back, and sorry that we got disconnected. 857-557-4LOU is the phone number. Let's see here. We've got Fred. Hey, Fred, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, good morning. Longtime listener. It's Fred from Naperville calling.
Hello, Fred from Naperville. Thank you for listening. How may I help you this morning?
Well, I thought I'd help you this morning. While I was waiting on hold, you've got a recording going on, and you talk about getting rid of dents in carpeting and stuff when you move furniture around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You mentioned in there that you should take an ice cube and put it on there and let it melt. And I'm thinking, what a mess that is. There's a much better way that a carpet cleaner told me about, Lou.
Okay.
He suggested that you take a face cloth and dampen it and put it over the dent in the carpeting, and then take a steam iron, and put it on the the rag, hold it there for just a few seconds, and then lift up the rag and the iron, obviously, and just take your hand and rub it back and forth. Gone instantly.
Yeah.
So your ice cube idea, is going to take a long time and leave a mess. This absolutely leaves no mess at all, and you'll have the dents in your carpeting gone in a matter of seconds. I've never seen it work or not work. It's excellent.
That's awesome. I appreciate you calling in, and I will take any and all tips like that, because people get it all. People have that issue all the time. If you move a piece of furniture and you see that it's been there for a long time and you want to pop that carpeting back up again, that's a great idea. And I appreciate you calling this morning. Thanks so much. 857-557-4LOU is the phone number. This is Pam, who's in Chicago. Hi, Pam. Good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Oh, hello. This is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Yes. I have a brick. The house is 62 years old, and underneath the front and the side door is like a brick. You can't step on it. I don't know if it was for decoration or what. But anyway, now it's like a cement brick. Now, but right now it's starting to peel. It's leaving this real powdery, annoying dust. And I don't know, can you paint it to keep it from peeling? Because it even comes in the house underneath the door sometimes, underneath the storm door, the security door.
Pam, this is, it's the sill underneath the door? I don't understand you. It's, describe where this is.
It's like a brick that they put underneath the doors. I don't know what the purpose is, because you don't stand on it. I don't know if there was just something to secure underneath the doors.
So it's like the door sill. In other words, the door, the bottom of the door sill is sitting on top of this.
Yes.
And there's like a little bit of it exposed underneath the door, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
And so, and you have a brick home?
Yes, it's half brick. Bottom brick, top is a siding.
So that's probably a piece of limestone as a door sill, okay, that your door sits on top of. And that flaking away, yes, that you're talking about, it's not painted. It's just stone that you see there right now, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I don't want you to paint it, but maybe what would make sense is if you get a wire brush and you brush it back and forth to get any loose aggregate off of there to try and clean it up. I think that that would be a better use of something like that. It's, you know, it's made, limestone can be exposed to the weather, but maybe when you step into the door, you hit it with your shoes and it kind of chips away, which is why you're getting that flaking. But try and use a wire brush to just clean it up a little bit and see if that improves the, you know, the look of it, and also, you know, helps to limit the amount of dust and debris you're bringing into the house.
Okay. It's been, I tried to vacuum it with those, I took a wet vac,
yep,
wet dry vac.
Yep.
And I would, vacuum it off, but it keeps coming back.
It just keeps coming.
And I had a man look at it, a handyman, and he took something and to kind of grind it down, but it still comes back. So I don't know if I should paint it or...
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, if he ground it down to kind of level it all off, I mean, you're not getting any water leaking anywhere that you can see, correct?
Not that I can see.
Okay. All right. I mean, I don't know that... I mean, painting it would be a short-term solution. You know, it sounds to me like maybe this thing is starting to crumble and... You know, ultimately, the sill may need to be replaced. If you really want to try and paint it to seal it up, then let's get some type of exterior. I mean, geez, you literally need so little of this paint. You know, you could get an exterior masonry paint that you are going to brush on, maybe a couple of coats just to make it look better. I think that ultimately that'll end up peeling on you and cause you more of a problem. I think that I would try the wire brush trick first and see if that helps.
Okay.
All right.
It's just so messy.
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand. It might be that sill needs to be replaced the way you're describing it.
Okay, so it can be replaced.
It can, right. They probably have to take the sill off the door to do it, but it can be, yes.
Okay, who would I call for something like that?
Something like that would be, it's kind of a specialty thing. It's a mason or a tuck pointer that would come and do something like that.
Oh, okay. So I have to find a mason or a tuck pointer. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I really do appreciate it. 857-557-4LU is our phone number. Today's spring cleaning show is sponsored by J.C. Licht and by Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. We're broadcasting from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studio. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. To the bathroom, we have closets, one on the left and one on the right. Hers is bigger. And all my shoes are on the floor, kind of semi-organized. And every now and then, I'll just walk into the bathroom, and there'll be a pair of her shoes just in my closet on the floor. It's like a hidden language, like, you need to shine these. And I'll get down on my floor like I normally do and get my little box out there and do my little shoe shining thing. It's very good, very good. Nothing like shiny shoes. 857-557-4LU is the phone number. Back to the phone calls. This is Ed calling in from Posen. Hey, Ed, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. I appreciate your lightheartedness and sense of humor.
Well, thank you very much. How may I help you this morning?
I have a three-year-old garage that was put up by a garage company. It's a detached garage. And about a month ago, the entry door to it wouldn't lock or catch. And so no matter which way you turn the handle or even the deadbolt, nothing lined up. And so I looked at it, and it looked like it had sagged like about an eighth of an inch. I thought, okay, no problem. I'll just shave the holes a little bit bigger, and it'll be good. Mm-hmm. So I did that, and it locked. And then a week later, I came outside and the door was wide open again, and now it sagged another eighth of an inch. And I'm like, so what is my, what's causing this? One, and two, how do I solve it?
When was this garage built?
3 years ago.
Okay.
And the pad that it, they built it on is 30, 40 years old.
Got it. I mean, so a couple things could be happening. One is the slab could be moving, okay? And is the door near a corner?
Yes. It's okay. Probably, it's, yeah, there's a, like 18 inches from a corner.
Right. Okay, so A, the slab could be moving based on weather, right? So it gets cold, the ground starts to freeze, it lifts up a little bit, and it goes back down again. The fact that you're telling me it's an old slab, that's probably the key. But the other thing to check on is the hinges that are on... Well, let me ask you this. So if I'm looking at... If I'm standing outside looking at the wall with the door, is it hinged on the left or hinged on the right?
It's hinged on the short wall.
On the short wall closest to the corner. Okay.
Right. And it's on the north side of the garage. North side of the, it's on the north side of the garage, so it's always in the cold.
Okay. I want you to, when you, today, when you go out, and so right now, does the door latch or no?
No.
Okay.
And it hasn't ever since I tried tweaking it.
Okay. So when you go out there today to try it, I want you to close the door. And I want you to pay attention to the reveal between the door and the horizontal edge of the jamb. Okay? So right at the hinge side of the door, when you're on the inside of the garage looking at that reveal of the door, at the horizontal top of the door, you'll see that on the hinge side, it's probably a quarter of an inch. And on the on the latch side, my guess is it's going to be much bigger. It's going to be a wider gap, right?
Yep.
So now want you to take, I want you to open the door and take one or two of the screws out of the top hinge and then replace that with 2 3-inch long screws of the same size, probably a number 10 or a number 9, and drive it into the jam, through the jam, into the framing of the actual walls of the garage.
Got it. Okay.
That, and you're going to adjust that when you close the door again, and when you see that reveal is consistent, you know, so now, hey, look, I got a quarter inch there, and click, it latches, no problem. If you're able to solve that by doing that, then I want you to also go in the middle hinge, if you have three hinges, and the bottom hinge, take one screw out, and drive a longer screw in there as well, but don't like muscle it in. You want to just get it to hold it in place so that we're holding it against the framing and not the jam.
Okay.
And I bet you'll solve the problem there, that if you get a little bit of movement now, it should move with the garage and not the jam pulling away from the garage.
Okay.
All right.
Does it, so the screws should all be wood screws versus like deck screws or like
it can be, it's, screws? I mean, it, you know, it can be, yeah, deck screws would be great. They'd be coated, you know, it doesn't have to be, it could be brass screws. I mean, it's a garage door, so it's not like you need it to be,
right?
You're not bringing people over going, hey, look at my screws. And then they're going to be like, right? So, and, right. But if you do that and you connect it to the framing of it, you should be okay.
Okay. Okay. So if I make sure I heard you correctly, so two new screws, 3-inch screws in the top hinge.
Yeah. One screw will solve the problem at the top, but we're going to put a second one in there just to give it a little help.
Okay.
And then that's it.
And then one screw in the middle and one in the bottom.
Right. And don't, on those, you're just using it to hold it to the jam. Don't really, you know, crank it down. It's a great thing to have a cordless drill to do this to make your life easier.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Great.
Good luck.
That's super helpful. You got your
marching orders. I appreciate you calling this morning. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, 857-557-4LOU, broadcasting live from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studios. We'll be right back. Have you heard John Williams? He's talked a little bit about the fact that catalytic converters are getting stolen. Have you seen those? Mm-hmm. Don, you've probably done those stories.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, totally.
Right? So my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law, who now live in California, this is a long story about their daughter who goes to school in Maryland. Stay with me. Write this all down, everyone. She plays club volleyball, and they had a big tournament for the colleges in Arizona. Okay? Spring gotcha. Break, you know, type of thing. They're meeting their daughter. They rented a car. They go to the campus of, this is a tie into Lindsay, ASU's campus, where they have the, right? ASU, right?
Go Sparky.
Go Sparky. What's his name?
Sparky. Sun Devil Sparky. Yep.
While they're at the tournament, someone steals the catalytic converter off their rental car.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? You go out in the car. All right, let's go to Applebee's or wherever, right?
Right.
And you fire up the car, and it's like, wah, 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 wah. I mean, that is the worst.
It's just, it's unbelievable.
That's when you get that when you're at the rental counter and they go, you want the extra coverage? No one thinks about that, right?
No.
Right.
Oh, my God. One time we took the kids to Wyoming, and we picked up a rental car. You know, there's six Manfredinis. We're all giants, so we rented some giant SUV. And as I'm sat at the counter, the guy goes, "You want moose insurance?" I go, "What?" He goes, "Moose insurance." I go, "What is that?" He goes, "Well, you know, your insurance, if you hit a moose, won't cover it." I go, "Really?" He goes, "No way." And so, you know, I'm thinking, this guy's just, you know, jerking right. me around. Moose insurance. I go, "No, I'm going to decline the moose insurance." And so then one evening we're driving back from dinner, and it was late and it's dark. You know, it's Wyoming. It's not like there's a lot of street lights everywhere. And then there's a huge sign, "Watch out for moose," on the highway. I'm like, "Oh, my gosh, I'm going to hit a moose. No. I should have got the insurance." And I was like white knuckling it all the way back to the hotel.
I bet.
I did not hit a moose.
Okay, good.
Kind of would have been a great story, though.
Right, had I hit the moose. Right, exactly. And then I would own an SUV I didn't get to drive in Wyoming.
Right.
Yeah, it's all smashed up over there. Go see it. Send pictures. Oh, my God. 847-557-4LOU is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines this morning and talk with Luis, who is calling in from Calumet City. Luis, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. I hear you, Luis.
Hello?
Hello, Luis.
Yes.
Good morning. How may I help you?
I've got some steel patio chairs, and it's covered with these, I think it's called Texan covering, and they're worn out and stretched. And I was wondering if you knew of a place in my area that could recover or replace. It's not webbing, it's like a Texan mesh type covering, if you understand what I'm saying.
So they're metal chairs, but then the mesh is like, does it wrap around the metal?
No, it's like slid in, it's some tracks. I went back to the place that I bought it, and everybody, all they want to do is sell you new chairs. They don't want to, and nobody knows any place that can repair them.
Right.
So,
boy, that's a good one. That is a good one. You know, I am unfamiliar with, down by Calumet City, I don't know anybody down there personally. I know there's a couple of patio places way up north, like in Niles, but I don't know that they do this kind of service to replace that stuff. I'm sure that all the parts and pieces are available, but you know, the thing with how old are these pieces of furniture?
They're about 7 or 8 years old.
Right, but the furniture itself's in good shape, other than this webbing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, everybody still sells those type of chairs.
Right.
You know, I've seen them in the stores now.
Right. So, and do you happen to know the maker of the store of the chair, rather, that you could contact them directly?
Well, when I bought it, they were Martha Stewart's.
Brand.
That was the brand, you know.
Right, but it's made by somebody else with Martha's name on it.
Right.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Keep listening, because I am unaware of a place that does that. But let me do a little research. I'll have Lindsay do a little research, and if we can find a place down by you, I'll give that out on the air. Can you do that for me?
Well, it wouldn't be any problem if it's on the north side or
sure. Right.
Pick them up and take them anyway. Them up, you know.
Okay, so let me do a little digging, and then you keep listening, and else if I can find something, I will definitely give that information out. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it, bud. I appreciate you calling this morning. 857-557-4-LOU. Real quick, before though we take a break, I want to tell you about my virtual candy jar. You know, it's Misericordia Candy Days, and I've got a virtual jar up at WGNRadio.com. I'm trying to raise money for one of their most important fundraisers that's out there that Ms. Ricordi has. Join me, please, in helping to support it. It's the 36th Annual Candy Days. We set a goal of $10,000, and you people are super generous already. Thank you so much. Also to my friends over at Townstone Financial, who are going to make a matching donation up to $2,500 to support our efforts. Now, the money raised helps Misericordia with their programs for over 600 children and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. If you'd like to make a donation, visit WGNRadio.com/candy. On that page, you'll see a link to donate. That's WGNRadio.com/candy. And thank you so much for your support so far. Keep donating. It's going to make you feel good, I promise you. Guess what? It's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet. Northwest Metalcraft, which is in Arlington Heights, might have some idea. They've been around a long time. They do really good work. Lindsay found the phone number. It's 847-253-1905. 847-253-1905. Might be a good place to start to give them a call. Northwest Metalcraft in Arlington Heights. All right, let's go back to the phone lines now and talk with Reva, who's in Evanston. Reva, that's a beautiful name. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
Hi, how are you? How may I help you?
I am fine, thank you. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
Thanks. I have an old cast iron sink, kitchen sink, that I wanted to refinish. It's white. It's got, chips and stuff all over it. And what's the easiest way to do that?
You want to do it yourself?
I would like to try.
Okay. Rust-Oleum makes a sink refinishing kit. Comes in a quart. It's a one-part epoxy system. I want you to take some sandpaper, like a sanding sponge, and sand the inside of that sink as smooth as possible and as clean as possible. Then use a damp rag to get rid of any of the dust that's on there. And, in a perfect world, you're going to take all the accessories off of it, like the drain assembly and that kind of stuff. But if you don't want to do all that, I want you to get an artist's brush. And then around the drain, you're going to – do you ever give yourself a manicure? Or, do you ever put nail polish on? Okay, so you're going to – you're going to, give your sink a little manicure around the drain assemblies and around the faucet. And then use a larger brush, not a huge brush, but maybe a one-inch brush. And actually a foam – a small foam roller could give you a nice, consistent texture to the larger areas of the sink, and you can use that to kind of blend it all in. And it's not—I mean, Reva, it's not forever, but it'll look amazing.
Oh no,
it'll look amazing when you're done. And if you're not when you go to clean it, then let it cure and dry. It's kind of a, uh-huh. it's a self-leveling product. So when you're using it, you're like, oh, it's kind of bumpy or it's streaky. As long as you get enough of the material on there, leave it alone, walk away from it. And once it self-levels, you get a nice, almost, it will have the appearance of like an eggshell on the exterior, okay. you know, when it's done. And
okay.
just don't go at it with a, you know, an SOS pad when you go to clean it. But it's relatively durable. The first place that you'll start to see some chipping is around the, you know, which is around the drain and places like that. But you'll get a good year, maybe 18 months before you start to see that.
Yeah, that's what I need. It's a kind of a temporary spruce up.
Got it. Yeah. Then Rust-Oleum, I believe it's sink and tile or tub and tile kit. It's a quart. You can find it at the hardware store. I think it's about $25. It's the best $25 you're going to spend.
Sounds good to me. And, like, you know, there's some areas where you can see, like, the metal after, so it should cover all that, right?
Right, that right like there. What I want you to do there with those chips is really use that sanding sponge to kind of blend it in as best you can. And the roller, it's a pretty thick-bodied coating, and so it will it will cover that. You may want to, what might make the most sense is if you've got some pretty deep spots that, you know, put a little coat on there first, let that dry, just like you're doing nail polish, right? You build it up a little bit, and then you go with that finish coat over the top of it.
Great. Sounds good to me. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you have your marching orders. It looks like you have plenty to do this morning, which will be great. I mean, the key, like anything, right? It's all about the prep work and what you're doing. So just make sure you take your time, and you should get terrific results. All right. I want to remind you that today's spring cleaning show is sponsored by J.C. Licht and by Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. We're going to do this. It's time now for when we come back after the news, I'm going to have a conversation with our spring cleaning show this morning. We're going to talk about your chimney and your heating and your cooling. We had an issue with a chimney liner in our home that we had to get redone because it's a gas fireplace where it was causing a bunch of sooting. And you want to talk about dirty and not... We knew we had to do it, and we probably waited a little bit longer than we should have to get this done because it required some painting when we were all said and done to do it. But it's a terrific idea to if you're having any kind of problems, and we're going to learn about that with our friends at Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling after this report of WGN Radio News with Don Kleppen. There's all kinds of things that you can do when it comes to spring cleaning, both big and small. Perhaps one of the more involved ones is your chimney and also your heating and cooling system. So we figured we'd talk to somebody that has some knowledge about that. Michael Bodart is the president of Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. Michael, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Hope you're well today. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to chat with you. You know, we, a personal aside, had your crew at Lindeman come and do some work for us. Actually, probably the last 12 or 14 months, chimney liners and new gas log kits that were installed, and we absolutely love it. It's great. But, you know, now we're getting into spring, and maybe people aren't thinking about their fireplaces anymore, but your point is that this would be a great time to call you guys to get that all cleaned out.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Spring is a really good time to take care of your fireplace and your chimney, getting that cleaned up after a long, cold winter of use. The system is as dirty as it's ever going to be this time of year. All of that burning of wood is putting a lot of, you know, creosote and residue on the fireplace system and then the flue. We feel like spring is the best time to get rid of all of those smelly odors, clean that fireplace up, and not wait until the fall, which is typically when people start thinking about using their fireplace.
Right.
But as we know, waiting to the fall puts us up against a shortened season for other types of repairs. And, of course, we get super busy and backed up as we head into October and November when the weather turns. So spring is a super great time. We get your fireplace cleaned up. We get it smelling good. And if there's anything we have to address, we have the summer months to schedule any remediation work or repairs.
I think it's important for people, too, to remember that with any kind of work that you're going to have done in your home, it all just takes longer to get people there because so many people are having work done. Oh, I want to do this, that. You know, you don't want people to be surprised if they wait till the fall and then all of a sudden you say, well, you know, we can get there in 8 weeks or whatever. That's not going to make anybody happy. And so a little bit of preparation now could really save you a lot of pain down the line.
Yeah, and what a lot of people realize or don't maybe realize until we're out there is, you know, most chimneys, especially in the Chicagoland area, are made of masonry products, right? You've got a brick chimney that's coming out of your roof that's venting probably a hot water tank, a furnace, and maybe your fireplace. And any wear and tear that has occurred on that chimney structure is going to require a masonry crew and masonry setup. And, you know, it's hard to do masonry work in below freezing weather.
Right.
So people wait until the week before Thanksgiving to call us to look at their chimney and have it cleaned. And we notice masonry issues. It's just tough to manage Mother Nature and get scaffolding and a crew out there to address masonry work in the wintertime. So another reason we like to visit customers this time of year is because, you know, if we are going to address a repair that takes, you know, a little bit of a setup and some cooperation with Mother Nature, this is a good time to do it.
I want to talk a little bit about your crews. I've mentioned, you know, countless times on this radio show that, you know, I was doing business with Lindemann Chimney a long, long time ago, long before I was on the radio, long before you were advertisers. And I mentioned that you had just come out to do some work for us at a home. And we were like three guys working on a chimney liner and doing all this work. And I had the chance to talk with these gentlemen that were working, and they were super knowledgeable. They really were answering. You know, of course, I had a million questions because I want to learn as well, you know, what's going on. But the training and what you have as far as your technicians doing this work is really important and gives you guys the ability to do really good work.
Yeah, we're in a pretty niche trade, and you know that from working in and around the trades. There's an apprentice program that most of the trades follow. We do the same. There's not a specific trade school for chimney sweeps. There's some accreditations and some certificate programs that we send all of our guys through. But so they'll get a certificate and they'll have a certification that is recognized in the industry. But that's something that can be done in a matter of a couple of months of some book training and a little bit of classroom. The larger piece of that is when we're taking a young man that or a young woman that wants to get into the trades and learn what to do relative to the chimney business. We bring those folks on and we'll work with them on repair crews and on install crews and shadowing our chimney technicians for at least 12 months before they start going out and would be in a position to start diagnosing and helping put proposals together and try to come up with, you know, resolution to the issues that people are having.
Mm-hmm.
So this year right now, I'm starting to talk to candidates that we are, in our minds, thinking that they're going to be the class of 2023 and possibly the class of 2024 newly minted certified chimney sweeps. So in the interim, they will do countless hours in the field and lots of classroom instruction. And we have been using those methods of training over a period of months and in some cases years to get these folks qualified. In all cases, anybody that is on some of these install crews and repair crews is a seasoned veteran by the time they're out there, you know, leading those installs and designing, you know, resolution on
right.
the project.
Right.
So it's we're really proud of it. We spend a lot of time training. We have, you know, education every single week here, whether it's safety or technical or just even, you know, customer service care, and we put a lot of focus on that every single week with our crew.
Another area of spring cleaning is your HVAC system, and you guys just what is it, two, maybe year three, launched a full service HVAC division of your company, Lindemann Heating and Cooling, as part of Lindemann Chimney. That's an area, too, that people should consider about if their air conditioner was giving them a hard time, to have you guys come out and take a look.
Yeah, so for a long time, we had you know, imagined adding that service. It's a really good complimentary seasonal service for us to do. We finally did that a couple of years ago. This is our third year with full-time service technicians. We've got about five or six trucks now that are dedicated just to the heating and cooling aspect. We are, you know, covering the same service area as the chimney business. We're out there right now getting ready for Mother Nature to cooperate with us a little bit so that we can get to all of the air conditioning checkups.
Right.
We need the weather to be, I think, ambient on the low side of 60 degrees to go out there and do a good AC check.
Right.
But spring is the time where, you know, we're out there going through all of our customers that have a maintenance agreement, and we love customers to get on that because then we do all of the scheduling and the customer communication to get a thorough, complete check of their AC systems prior to the hot months coming up. So we do that starting this time of year. And then as summer winds down, well before we get cold nights, we're out there doing furnace checks and looking at those systems and getting those cleaned and those ready so that when that first frosty night comes, the furnace is up and operating. So we really believe in generating a lot of customer involvement into our maintenance programs, because where people may not feel like they use their fireplace enough to use us to come out there and clean it every year, everybody's using AC year in and year out, and everybody's using their furnace year in and year out.
Right.
So those are two fundamental things that we would rather be in front of on a preventive maintenance thing and going out there and doing checks and thorough inspections so that, you know, when we have that first muggy day in May, your air conditioning is working without a problem. And the same thing happens in September when you fire up the furnace for the first time.
Sounds like you've got plenty to offer when it comes to spring cleaning ideas for our audience, whether it's chimney cleaning and inspections or new liners or furnace repairs, air conditioning maintenance, as well as new installation of products as well. How do people, Michael, get a hold of you folks for any one of these different projects that you can help accomplish?
Yeah, thanks, Lou. The best way, as always, is just find us online, lindemann.com. You can book an appointment for any of our services right on your phone or right from your computer on your desktop, and pick a day on the calendar that works for you, and we'll email you a confirmation and get you on the schedule.
Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling. Michael Bodart, president of Lindemann Chimney and Fireplace Heating and Cooling. That's a mouthful, but it all fits on the sticker. Michael, it's always nice to speak with you. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks so much, Lou. Have a great day.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing great. How may I help you this morning?
So I have a front porch that's sinking. It's about 3.5 foot deep, and it's three sections that are 8 to 10 feet long. Two of the three are at the house. Next to the house have sunk about 4, maybe 5 inches.
Mm.
So it's got a nice downward tilt.
What is it? Wait. What is this porch made of? Is it a concrete porch? Is it
concrete.
A So it's like a concrete. Front porch. Okay. All right. Well, before we rebuild it all, I want you to contact PermaSeal about their poly level system, because they may be able to jack up what you have right there. When you look at everything, is it all sound, meaning that it's not crumbling or anything?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean,
my concern is that it looks like that fascia board against the house has suffered some water damage.
Mm. Well, okay, well, that's a separate issue, right? You want to fix the, but I mean, you want to fix the porch first, correct?
I'm assuming that would be correct. I just didn't know if that fascia board had to be taken care of from the outside.
Maybe we're not talking about the fascia is up by the gutter. Is that what you're speaking of?
No. The one that's underneath my front door.
There's a board underneath the sill of the door.
Correct. I call it a face. It's that front structural, you know, what sits on top of the basement for the house to be built on.
So in other words, it's the sill and then the door sits on top of that?
No, this is underneath. Okay, so if you look at the front of the house,
all right. I'm at Carolyn. I'm at your house. Door. I'm at your house in Mundelein. Here, I'm coming out. Hi, Carolyn. It's Lou Manfredini. What? Show me that board. Okay.
So you're standing in front of my front door, and you see this 16 to 20 feet porch tipping back, and right. There's a wooden board. Like there's a from the top of the porch to the bottom of the house, there's a 4-inch gap now that you can see that wooden board.
I see.
Like the porch is in front of the house, right?
Got it. And so, in other words, now we can see the board because the porch is leaning away.
Correct.
Okay. So,
leaning down.
Right. Yeah. So, we need to replace that board, obviously, and make sure there's no issues there. But then ultimately, once that's done, we got to jack up the porch.
Right.
Okay. All right. I do think I would still start with the poly level and get a price on that. The board can be addressed either by a separate carpentry contractor, or maybe the PermaSeal folks can help you with that too, because it sounds like it may be a smaller, you know, replacement repair that could be done at the same time. But
right.
But I mean, I think that you know, it would look really nice if you jacked it up and you don't have to rebuild the whole porch.
That would be nice.
Right.
Because I think that would be a huge cost saving there.
Right. Do you have a pen or a pencil?
I do.
800-421.
Yep.
SEAL. 421 SEAL. Get on their call list for their poly level system, which I think you'll see can do a really good job for you. Thanks so much for the phone call. We're bumping up against time here. We need to take a quick break and then news. Don't go away. My wife and my daughter went out to New York for a wedding shower for my future daughter-in-law because she's from New York.
Nice.
And so on Sunday, I don't know if you remember, but last Sunday was a beautiful sunny day. I know we don't get a lot of those. And I was going to pick him up at the airport. Now, first off, when you drive to the airport, have you noticed all the people that as you're coming on 190, coming in, they all park on the side of the road where you're not supposed to park?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
With the flashers on?
Yes.
Right? Well, there was a Chicago cop there that was rousting people out of there. And can I make a little recommendation to you people? Go to the cell phone lot that's at the airport. It's super convenient. I get it, you're trying to be super slick that you're on the side of the road, but the cell phone lot is very convenient. You get off, I think, at Bessie Coleman Drive, and you whip right into this lot. It's free. You wait there. Your friend says to you, hey, you know, whatever. Hey, we landed, whatever. And okay, I'll be right there. So I pull into the cell phone lot, and I back into a spot, and I'm just waiting, right? And this gentleman pulls up in front of me, in like a couple, you know, like across the lane that you would drive, and he's in an SUV, and all of a sudden he gets out of the car. He's an older gentleman. I'm going to say he's probably in his late 60s, early 70s. And, you know, I'm just kind of spacing out. It's a beautiful sunny day. I got the window open, you know, I'm got the radio on, whatever. And then I see the guy take his shirt off, you know, oh, that's funny, you know, but he's got an undershirt on. And then I see him kick his shoes off and he's in a suit. Whoa. He took his suit jacket off. Then he takes his shirt off. And then so it's an SUV. He opens up the back door. So he's between the front door and the back door of his car. And I see his pants drop to the ground.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Okay, now I can't see him because the door is blocking my view. But the entrance into the cell phone lot, his rear end is looking at all these people pulling in.
Come on.
Now, I'm assuming he had boxer shorts on or something, right? Because all I can see is his pants. He completely changed his clothes, took his socks off, took his shoes off, and got completely redressed in a new outfit in the cell phone lot. So for that alone, I would say park in the cell phone lot because you get like dinner and a show.
Just shows
if they had snacks there, it would have been perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Got to get over there. I do actually, not to stop it, Lou, but I do remember how nice of a day last Sunday was because
beautiful.
I was able to propose successfully to Gretchen last Sunday.
What?
Yeah. We're engaged.
Oh my gosh. Look at the how come I didn't get the email? Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my God. She's so lovely. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
This trumps both your bear bun story.
I don't know. Yeah, there was nobody had to change. No one had to change anything, thankfully.
It was a beautiful day on Now that Sunday's a great day.
Yeah, forever.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Me too.
For you. Congratulations to you both.
Me too. Thank you so much, guys.
Wow.
This is great. But yeah, I wanted to mention it.
Look at our little kids all growing up, all getting married.
I welcomed them to the club today, yes. Yeah. We had the initiation.
You did, right?
Then,
the two of you? You did like your little high five?
Exactly.
Yeah, little handshake. It was good.
That's awesome.
Wow,
congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Out of nowhere, Don.
Oh, that's the best
it.
Sunday ever for sure.
It was.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. And great music bed coming into the segment too, Lindsay. That Wilbury twist. I had to mention that. Thank you.
Just for you.
That's the stuff.
857-5574 Lou. 857-557-4568. Wow, that's great news. That really makes me happy. Let's talk to Debbie, who is in Villa Park. Hi, Debbie. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing great. How may I help you?
I have an older home, was built in 1916, and they put siding on it. Like I have to receive like Alcoa or Kaiser aluminum siding on it back in 69.
Okay.
I actually have a receipt from the gentleman that I bought the house from, and they put new glass block windows in the basement.
Okay.
And it's long to drive. I have a cement driveway that butts up against the house, and there's three glass block windows there. So it's at ground level.
Sure.
And there was a frame around. They have like aluminum siding. Actually, that said that they, when they put these glass block windows in, it said exposed wood covered with aluminum. So that it looks like there's a thin piece of aluminum around the
okay.
wooden frame. And what's happening to me now is, I noticed weeds growing between this aluminum covered frame and the glass block window. And also beneath it, there's like some type of, all along the driveway, actually, where between the cement and the siding, there's some kind of caulking. I don't know if it's cement or, and that's breaking apart and chunks of it are falling off. That's my initial thing that I noticed. And then going down in the basement where I see, and there's like little gravel, like dirty gravelly things all along the, you know, beneath the window on the cement driveway.
Right.
When I go in the house, I also noted the same type of gravelly, sandy thing along the basement wall where the, you know, it's a cement, unfinished basement, so where the cement floor meets the wall, which is like a stucco-y stuff. I don't know what that is. there's like the same type of gravelly thing along, partially along part of the wall. And I'm like, what the heck? I was worried about ants. I do have ants. I've never seen ants in this area, but I do have the crazy ants around the house. So I don't know what to do. I pull the weeds, they grow back again. I've had a couple people out here. A carpenter did some other work for me, and they tell me to, you know, put some weed killer on it. I'm like, well, my concern is that there's something rotting in there. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think there's rotten wood in there. If I can,
right.
I just put a weed killer in there. It's not going to, I want to know what the source of the problem is.
Well, let me ask you a couple questions. So where the driveway meets the side of the house, and you said the glass block windows that are wrapped in aluminum are at that level, are they right at the driveway level, or are they a little bit above?
Right at the driveway level, yeah. Except for the frame. You know what I mean?
Right, I don't
know what lies beneath the frame. You know?
Right. So, I mean, my concern would be from a longevity standpoint, you said this was done a long time ago, is that, you know, that aluminum wrapping probably should be removed, and the wood around this glass block, if in fact there's like a wood trim, should be inspected. You know, the glass block is probably sitting in the concrete cutouts of the foundation itself, in that, I mean, there could be a wood frame, but I'm just trying to think of the era of the home if in fact that's the case. But let's figure out if there's a, you know, to your point, the rotting wood that's an issue underneath there that should be addressed. And if it's a piece of trim or something like that that can be removed and replaced with new wood and then rewrapped with aluminum, that may make the most sense. The weeds, okay, that's kind of an easy one. The weed killer would be great, but if your concern is the wood underneath that aluminum, then I think we need to address that first. That flaking that you speak of at the top of the wall coming down, that could be moisture.
Yeah, and I don't notice it. I don't know, Lou. I don't notice it like underneath the frame. I mean, I've run my hand along there, and, you know, I tried to take a picture of it.
And there's nothing there.
It doesn't seem to be falling from around the window. I can't pinpoint.
Well, then that could just be age of the concrete itself, where you get a little bit of flaking. And, it, you know, if you vacuum it up and then you don't see any evidence coming back, you know, a couple weeks later, then it's probably just the age of the home that's happening there. Now, the ant issue, you know, maybe we need to get an exterminator to find out if we have some kind of ant infestation that's going on around there. Now, you can try a couple things. You can try a couple things yourself. There's, you know, Bonide makes a really good ant shake that you can put around the perimeter of the home that does a really nice job. You shake it around the perimeter of the home on the outside, and then you take a hose and just activate it with a little bit of water, and it's called Revenge, and it does a really nice job. That would solve that issue. I mean, it sounds like you have a bunch of different things going on that you need to address. And
that's what I don't know what it is exactly.
Right.
I need to find out.
I think that what I would start with, since you have a concern with that window, is I would start with having to come take a look at that. Now, one thing that I do know is, since you're in Villa Park, Ace Hardware started a new handyman service. And if you go...
I was going to ask you about that.
Right.
I have that written down here.
Right.
Okay,
so they have, if you go, it's Ace Handyman Service. And if you go to acehardware.com, there is a, you know, a link there that you can find it. And I do know that they service the Villa Park area. And maybe that's a great place to start, to have them come out and take a look and see if they can help you with that.
You are answering all my questions, because I don't know who to go to for this situation.
Right. I think that would be a really good place to start. And then you could address the other things. But I would start with the windows and make sure that that's all in good shape. The rest of it is easier to solve, and it's something you can solve yourself with different products to you know, treat the ants, and then a weed killer. But we don't want to your point, we don't want to be throwing weed killer at there if we've got rotting wood that could be, in fact, attracting the ants. That's no good. Thanks so much for the phone call. It is, oh my gosh, it's 9:24 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, broadcasting from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studio. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
I'm great, Lou. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
I've got a house that's new to me and my family, and it's our first time having a fireplace, and this has to do with the flashing as where the roof meets the fireplace. The flashing seems to be doing its job as far as keeping the water from going between the roof and the masonry.
Mm-hmm.
However, it seems to be ushering the water off the end of my house down the outside of the chimney, and is kind of pooling, you know, where the house meets the masonry that goes into the ground. And I think I've got maybe the start of some rot on my sill down there.
Mm.
I don't think the rot is bad enough that I need to worry about it too much. When we bought the house, you know, the inspector said it looks like there's some start here. We can't tell if it's been fixed or whether it's ongoing. Well, it appears to be ongoing based on the way the water is being shed off of the roof. My concern is how to, you know, I don't know how to go about fixing that flashing issue. You know,
I'm trying to
water off the end of the house instead of towards the gutters.
So this is on the low side of the roof where it comes off of the chimney, and as the water's coming down, it's like kicking out of that inside corner.
Yeah, off the end of the house.
Got it. And then where it hits the chimney bump out down below, you've got some kind of depression where water is pooling.
Well, it just kind of runs down and was just kind of pooling up there on the mulch. You know, there's mulch that goes around.
Right. But is it running? Is it running down the side of the house and then pooling?
No, it's running down the end of the chimney.
Running down
or the side of the chimney. You can actually, that portion of the chimney faces north.
Right.
So there's, you know, you can kind of see some mold and some algae. And
right. So if the flashing were to be modified on the roof, or we would create like a what's called a flashing dam to redirect the water onto the roof and then ultimately into the gutter, I assume, at the other end, that's probably what has to happen.
That was kind of my thought as well. I just wasn't sure whether that was whether that was standard procedure.
Yeah. You shouldn't be.
I know just enough about this stuff to be dangerous.
Well, I think you got it right here. I think that what you need to do is, however, you know, what can happen to water with flashing is you can get this sheeting action where when it rains, it just kind of follows the contour of the flashing, and it should not be kicking out as it's doing and running down the side of the brick. What a lot of times a roofer can do is literally it's like one little piece of an additional piece of step flashing that gets mechanically fastened and then caulked in place to redirect the water onto the roof so that now it comes down and then it allows the gutter and everything to do its job. And so, you know, this is something, it's small little repair. We've got a bunch of different roofing contractors that are sponsors of the show, Lindholm Roofing being one of them, Rogers Roofing, you're here on this show as well. Both of them could come and do a repair like that for you, which I think would be a wise, you know, you don't want to leave that that's one of those things that if you leave it unattended, will get into becoming a worse problem, and you don't want that at all. Matter of fact, coming up after this report of WGN Radio News, we're going to talk to the folks at Lindholm Roofing about the kinds of repairs and things that they can help you with and all of our listeners as well. But first, let's head into the WGN Radio Newsroom and check in with Don Kleppen.
What about your roof? You know, that's an area that we certainly want to pay attention to, and we want to make sure that we're high and dry. And, you know, not every roofing company is built the same way. So we wanted to talk to our friends over at Lindholm Roofing. And joining me this morning is Mike Houston and Dean Nielsen. They're both co-project managers over at Lindholm Roofing. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Lou. Lou, awesome. Great, Ben. I love the way you lead. That was awesome.
Well, Mike, let me start with you. With Lindholm, you know, you guys are a little bit different than other roofing companies.
you know, a lot of roofing companies tend to want to put a roof on. But we go out there and we will do absolute, just about any repair that we can. We assess it. We do a free inspection. We'll find out where the problems are, and we will certainly take care of it for you at a very fair price.
We've been hearing a lot about supply chain and how difficult it is for a lot of contractors, even just, you know, DIY people trying to find stuff. Mike, has that been a challenge for you guys as far as finding materials and whatnot to get these projects done?
It's been a big challenge, actually. We were very restricted on color availability. Mm. We've been very restricted on some product availability, especially the luxury line of shingles that are most likely not chosen all the time. The manufacturers just don't have the time to manufacture the luxury high-end products. So they're, the colors, you know, they at one point we might have like 11 or 12 different colors of the standard architectural shingle that we use, but there was only six available. It made it difficult. The same things happening in some of the colors for the aluminum gutters and downspouts, the vinyl siding, the soffit and fascia materials, windows. You know, we're also a window company, and windows were, gosh, 3-4 months behind. Just a simple vinyl window, 3-4 months behind.
I think the important lesson in kind of what you're saying, and Dean, you know, tell me if you agree, that getting ahead of this and planning really is going to make a homeowner's life a lot easier. Now, obviously, there are times when there's an emergency and, you know, you got whatever, a leak or tree branch falls in a house, you got to get that fixed. But if you're considering any kind of those spring improvements, right, you should be planning this stuff now.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, we're here. Spring has sprung. You know, we are definitely here. And, you know, one of the big things that's going to take place for us is our gutter guard systems. We put up a really nice gutter guard system. Mm-hmm. It's good with spring coming. You know, leaves are going to start coming up on the trees. That's a huge culprit for roofs and gutters later on in the year. So you're right, Lou. This is the time to start considering all the things that need to be done to keep your roof safe and sound.
Man, I think gutter guards is the number one thing people should be doing, because you want to talk about spring cleaning. You do that once, and if a good product is put up there the right way, you're never doing it again.
That's correct. Yeah, there's nothing like climbing up on a ladder and pulling leaves, old, wet, nasty leaves out of your gutter, right? So we have a great solution for that. We'd be more than happy to come out and do a free inspection and offer a free quote to you.
73 years, you said? That's how long Lindholm Roofing has been around?
Since 1949, Lou.
Wow. And I know that the family's still involved, and it's a true testament to a family business that's out there. All right, so a lot of things we can do spring cleaning-wise, and one of them obviously starts with the roof, and you mentioned siding and windows and all that good stuff. So how do people get a hold of you to get on your list to come out and take an estimate, or, you know, give them an idea, or if they're having problems that, you know, you guys can come out? You said the consultation is free to show up. How do they do all that?
Okay, all they have to do is call 888-4 and roofer. That's 888-476-6337 or lindholmroofing.com.
Mike Houston and Dean Nielsen are both co-project managers at Lindholm Roofing, a family-owned roofing, siding, window company, as we mentioned, has been around for 73 years. Really nice to see you gentlemen this morning. Thanks so much for waking up and coming in this morning. Good luck to y'all.
Thanks, Lou. Have a good day.
Lou, thank you so much for the opportunity. Have a great day.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Lou. I enjoy your happy personality.
Oh,
and I don't have a problem. I have a question. I just got a new dishwasher, and it takes 3 hours to do a normal load with a heat dry.
Wow.
Now, I thought the heat dry was the important part of the dishwasher to sterilize the dishes. Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, I think the heat dry is more about getting rid of the water spots, right? Because when your glasses and, you know, your dishwares are all cleaned, the heat dry gets all of that water. It helps it evaporate. Then you don't get spots on your newer. What's the brand of the dishwasher you have?
It's a Kenmore from Sears.
Yeah. Newer washing machines take a lot longer, but part of that is that they use less water. So they're a little bit more efficient.
3 hours. I know. 3 hours is like twice as long as my old one.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. How do the dishes look?
They're clean.
Okay.
Have you? But even with the heat dry, the cups will, you know, if they have an indentation and they're upside down, will still have water on them.
Well, yeah, that that they're not going to get rid of.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, it's just too much water. It's the inside of it. But the other thing that I would tell you is try using the short cycle and see what kind of quality you get there.
If, say, I read the manual, and it says if I don't use the normal cycle, if I use the short one, then it won't. I have to give up the heat dry.
Oh, I see. Right. That's what they get rid of. Right. Well, are you in a hurry?
I'm stuck, huh?
Are you in a hurry?
I'm not going anywhere, no. All right.
Well, enjoy your new dishwasher, and, you know, they do. You're right. They're much longer than they used to be, and part of that, I think, is because they're trying to it kind of is counterintuitive, because the heat dry, you know, there's a coil at the bottom that uses electricity, but they're using less water, which is why the whole process takes longer.
But they're using more electricity. Well,
it's I get you.
Well, okay, I'm stuck with what I have.
Yeah.
But thank you. At least I know what I have.
You got it. Enjoy. Thank you so much for calling. Happy Easter.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
You got it. 857-557-4LOU. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Barbara, who's in Crest Hill. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Lou. I'd like to know the specific name of a clear caulk that you mentioned previously to use where the quarter round and the hardwood floor meet to keep out any excess air.
Well, so the specific one, this is for that application, I want you to use an acrylic latex clear caulking by DAP, D-A-P.
What is the name? GAP, G-A-P?
DAP, D as in dog, D-A-P. And it goes on white. And then you'll put it in that, you know, that joint that you're going to want to fill in there. And then you're going to use your finger to make it nice and smooth. And after that, overnight, it'll turn clear. But it's very easy to apply. DAP, D as in dog, A-P as in Paul. And it's a clear acrylic caulking.
It's not white, it's clear.
It'll say clear on it, but when you apply it, it'll be white, so you can see it. But when it dries clear.
Okay, I had to call PermaSeal and talk to the gentleman who did the work.
There you go. Now, hopefully, you have it. It's 857-557-4LOU. You call me anytime with any kind of questions that you might have. I'm happy to help you.
Okay, thank you very much. Happy Easter.
Thank you. Happy Easter to you, and happy Easter to all of you as well. I mean, this is a nice weekend, and I know Passover's happening as well. Real quick, a reminder about my my virtual giving jar with Misericordia. If you go to wgnradio.com/candy, you can donate to that page. Our friends over at Townstone Financial are going to make a matching donation of up to $2,500. The Candy Days is one of the most important fundraisers for Misericordia, so I hope you'll help support us. Thank you so much for listening.